Livestock and the drought. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The biggest concern right now is having enough hay resources to last throughout the winter.
Dr. Jason Smith, a UT Extension beef specialist, says practically daily he and other Extension personnel are taking calls from livestock producers about the dramatic impacts from the ongoing drought.
On average, a lot of our producers that have been affected by the drought are probably at least a month, if not 2 months, ahead of where they would normally be in terms of winter feeding. So they may have started feeding hay up to 2 months early this year.
Jason Smith says that's been the primary concern among livestock producers, who for many already have had a short supply of quality hay harvested this year. Now they'll be looking to other resources for buying hay, and there is a hay directory from the Department of Agriculture as well as other drought resources available online and at county extension offices. Other ways to minimize the drought impact, at least on cattle.
Those animals that are not crucial to success of the herd. Now, the market is currently not really conducive to calling cows, but if we look at the revenue that may be generated by removing one, two, three, maybe even four individuals from the herd that aren't crucial to success, that can free up a lot of cash that can then be used to purchase additional resources. Now, the second way that we can really, as producers, mitigate some of these effects of the drought and extend our feed resources are to do anything we can to reduce hay waste.
Again, a lot of resources out there available for livestock producers impacted by the drought, and you can go to utbeef.com or tnfarmbureau.org, and of course you can always stop by your county extension office for more information dealing with the drought. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.